Let's talk the election for 1 minute here, and not even who won, who lost, but the amazingness of the accuracy of the new and improved magic board. You guys all hooked on this like I was yesterday?
So it seems like every news station now has taken this to heart and is utilizing it. Last night I had on for just a little bit. I don't know if it's just a DirecTV thing, but you can have four news stations going at once, right?
Well, how
four
fortunate screens. For you.
Less stress. But,
well, I popped on it because...
four talking heads.
I was looking specifically for some of these so-called magic walls, magic boards, and there was a newer one now where it was actually a model. Like, think about Legos, right? It was like a 3D model that they could, like, change things and show where it was.
It's crazy.
Voting-wise.
It's, you can see every, down to the second, what's happening.
Mm-hmm. Well, they go even in-depth into counties, which I thought was really cool. But one person I know who's obsessed with this is producer Jessica. But it's not for the reason that you think.
Well, I mean... You know how we were just talking about comfort shows?
Uh-huh.
Those magic boards are my comfort during the election.
Because
any election. I just find them fascinating. I love numbers.
Okay.
I want to see the numbers. I want to see the stats. I want to see what percentage is still left to count in Broward County. I love it.
You see, I'm not a numbers guy, and I'm
that
into
must make
it.
You dizzy.
I'm into it as well, just because of how precise everything seems to be, and how in a world lately where everything seems to be uncertain, that magic board does not seem to be uncertain. It seems to be pretty much dead on, or at least what's happening at that exact second. That's mind-boggling to me, and also a little scary.
Yeah. Like, if there was a travel, like, if CNN took their magic board on the road that you could go to a museum and play with the magic board, I would pay to go to that.
So would that be like...
How would you play with a magic board? What would you do?
You press the board and you see the numbers and you go through it and be
and
like, well, what happened in 2016 versus what's happening right now? Like, it was endlessly fascinating to me. I want to play with it so bad. I really do.
Jessica's actually rubbing her cheeks like, I wish I could touch it.
I do. I want to touch it.
I wonder if they let you touch it. I mean, you know, you ever happen to like tour a studio where they have it? I wonder if they let you touch it. I don't know. I mean, aren't all these magic boards like touch screens?
Oh, yeah, magic, they're all touch screens.
Or is it magic?
I don't know. I want one.
I am so shocked, producer Jessica, as much as you like numbers, that you aren't more into that for your career. Is it because there's not enough people around you?
That's a really good point. How the hell did you get into radio when you're so into numbers?
Yeah. Well, no, we do a lot with numbers. You guys, because we have ratings.
Hang on, Jessica. I don't do anything with numbers.
Well, I know you don't.
I don't do anything with
Jessica
numbers.
Jessica does everything that we need to have done numbers. With numbers for us.
Numbers, like even the movie Seven, I try to avoid. Okay.
Don't even ask him about 13 ghosts.
No, man.
127 hours?
No, 127 too much for me, man. Yeah, that was the worst part of the movie for me. Not the fact that guy chopped his own arm off, but the fact that it had numbers in it.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.